Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Would you like to see him visit the border?
I don't care if he visits the border or not. He doesn't need to visit the border to know we've got a problem. He's got people that report to him every day about what the problem is. And sometimes we fixate on these little issues.
Well, that little guy. I wouldn't worry about that little guy.
That's a little issue?
I think he knows it's got to be addressed. He's gotten the reports. He's seen the photos. So...
You serious?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Do you have any regrets about the way that you handled that?
The only time I really got upset...
Oh, please don't make me angry, pal. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
...was when Senator Paul totally inappropriately accused me of being responsible for the death of 5 million people. Now, with all due respect, I'm not going to take that from anybody.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you would like to be with us today on the show. Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, and we're going to be here for the next few hours, and hope you will be joining us and staying tuned. We got a lot of news, as always. And, you know, Mark Twain once said, reports of my death have been greatly exaggerated. I think this Donald Trump could say the same thing. Now, you may recall that last week after he had dinner with Kanye West and Nick Fuentes and Milo, they said that was the end of his political career. That was last week. Then over the weekend, when he talked about terminating certain parts of certain laws, parts of the Constitution, it was reported that that was the end of his political career. Then the Trump Organization, not Trump, but the Trump Organization, was found guilty of criminal charges in a New York state court, even though the guy who was actually running the criminal enterprise, such as it was, said that the former president knew nothing about it. That was the end of his political career. Now, after last night's defeat of Herschel Walker in the Georgia Senate runoff, The Hill magazine is reporting that senators are lining up that, yeah, this is the end of Donald Trump. But that was this morning. Now, there's a news story today, this afternoon. Classified documents reportedly found in search of Donald Trump's storage site in Florida. Dun, dun, dun. You know, Trump has had better days, better months, better seasons. But if he is so damaged, so dead, why do they keep coming after him? It's almost as if they're really scared of Donald Trump. I just thought I would begin with that. I mean, how many more of these stories do you have to read that he's, they keep every weekend on the chattering skull shows on the networks, every night on MSNBC and CNN, he's declared dead. They ought to call these shows Trump Autopsy. That would be a good name for some new show on CNN when they get rid of their latest bust out primetime anchors. You know, Donald Trump dead on arrival. The new forensic files on Donald Trump. Anyway, 844-500-4242. So it turns out that the firing of James Baker as the deputy, I think it was the deputy general counsel or of Twitter, it's even more interesting than it first appeared to be. We told you yesterday he was the guy who told he was fired, basically forced to resign from the FBI after an unending series of scandals involving Trump and the attempts by the FBI and the Justice Department and the Hillary Clinton campaign, but I repeat myself, to frame Donald Trump. So this happened in 2018, and 2020 he goes to Twitter, gets the job, and basically gives the seal of approval to censoring the Hunter Biden laptop by the New York Post when the New York Post tried to tweet out its stories. And he said caution was warranted. Caution was warranted because it could be Russian disinformation, even though he had to have known that his former agency, where he had worked for a number of years, the FBI, had the Hunter Biden laptop in its possession for almost a year before it was leaked to the New York Post. And the only reason the FBI was able to give a heads up to Twitter and Facebook that it was about to be leaked was because they were surveilling Rudy Giuliani's iPhone. They were wiretapping, bugging, whatever word you want to use, the former mayor of New York City, who was the lawyer for Donald Trump, and he was trying to get this laptop into the public prints. And they were surveilling him on a phony baloney charge of being an unregistered foreign agent. You know, the same thing Hunter Biden was, the same thing the Podesta brothers were. But they wanted to make it, but because he was a Republican, that gave them an excuse to go to the FISA court and get a secret surveillance warrant without any kind of public notice. And of course, the investigation of Rudy Giuliani, it was dropped 2 days after the midterms last month, about 3 weeks ago. It's funny how that works, isn't it? But now it turns out that Baker was not fired when they fired Vijaya, the American-hating Indian-born chief of security, or Yoel Roth, who got his PhD on talking about gay pickups at the University of Pennsylvania, or the Indian-born president of Twitter, who told an MIT publication that the First Amendment was very overrated, and we had to start moving on and thinking about more important issues than freedom of speech. They were all fired, all those people, but somehow James Baker survived. And then it turned out last week that when they were putting out all the internal communications of Twitter and giving them to the two independent reporters from Substack, who used to work for other publications, more mass media publications, the New York Times, Rolling Stone, if you can consider that mainstream, Matt Taibbi and Barry Weiss, they found out that the documents were being checked or scrubbed or at least scrutinized by none other than James Baker. James Baker, the former deputy general counsel of the FBI, who had not helped out the investigation of the lawyer, the Hillary Clinton lawyer, who tried to frame Donald Trump on the Alpha Bank scandal. Remember that one? That was when the Clinton campaign made up a story saying that there was a computer in Russia from Alpha that belonged to Alpha Bank, and it was communicating and giving orders to Donald Trump through one of his computers on Fifth Avenue at Trump Tower. Totally bogus story. So Sussman took it to the FBI, to his friend and fellow Democrat James Baker, and then he lied about it to the special counsel John Durham. I know I'm in the weeds here, but I got to explain it to you. So Baker had a text, an actual text from Sussman saying, I'm coming over here to talk to you about the Alpha Bank scam that we're running. He didn't say scam, but that's what it was. The scam we're running, and I'm not working for the Clinton campaign for $1,000 an hour. But he was. But it was on his cell phone. And they interviewed the investigators, the special counsel, before they indicted Sussman for lying to the agents. They interviewed Baker about it. And he didn't tell them that he had a text message. He didn't tell them, and he was asked about it on the witness stand. He said, he's my friend. You didn't ask me about it, so I'm not going to tell you. This is also the same guy who was the general counsel for the FBI when they claimed they lost 50,000 text messages between Lisa Strzok and Lisa Page and Peter Strzok, the FBI lovebirds, that were cheating on their respective spouses. And talking about how much they hated Donald Trump. They had an insurance policy to prevent Donald Trump from becoming president. And so he was the general counsel when they started looking for these texts. And guess what? James Baker's FBI said, oh, we erased all those emails by mistake because of a misconfiguration. Familiar with that word? I'm not either. I pulled up the story today from last May, and that was the first time I ever saw it. Was probably last May. Misconfiguration of. But guess what? In spite of the misconfiguration, the Inspector General of the Justice Department was able to come up with these things, despite James Baker. Just like they found they found the text from Sussman, the crooked Hillary Clinton lawyer who was charged with perjury. In spite of James Baker, and now we're gonna find out what's going on with what the FBI did to try to shut down embarrassment for the Biden campaign, despite James Baker. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls on this when we come back. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dr. Houghton of Perfect Smiles is a superb dental architect. When it comes to dentistry, he's the best at what he does. He fixes your teeth, your smile, but what he really does is build the self-confidence of his patients. When you have a smile that you're proud of, it builds confidence in your professional life and your personal life. The better you look, the better you feel, and that helps every aspect of your life, every interaction you have daily. If you're not afraid to smile, every other part of your life becomes so much easier. I've said it before, but it's true. You only have one chance to make a good first impression, and a lot of that is your smile. If you've been procrastinating for more than 2 years, going on 3 years, about going to the dentist's office, don't postpone it any longer. The longer you wait, the bigger headache, the more of a problem it's going to be. Whatever you need, a simple checkup, a teeth cleaning, or something more complicated, the best place to get it done is Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. It's the best dental office I've ever been to, and I think you will agree. 2023 will be here soon, before you know it. You have the opportunity to go into the new year with more confidence than ever before. Have you thought about Perfect Smile for years but never called? Take care of yourself right now. You deserve it. Call Perfect Smiles in Nashua, New Hampshire. They are conveniently located off Route 3 and have plenty of parking. You can reach them at perfectsmiles.com. That's perfectsmiles.com. Change your smile. Change your life. I'm Howie Carr.
Join in on the conversation. Call Howie at 844-500-4242. Just don't make us use the dump button.
Don't you cuss on this here radio.
I apologize to all the friendly folk who are listening.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. He didn't come here to be made sport of.
Funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you, I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
Howie Carr is here to stay.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends through March. Book online at nausetbeachinn.com. The Inspector General, I was talking about him earlier in context of the Russian collusion hoax investigation that the FBI, you know, tried to frame Donald Trump in the campaign and the transition. And then in his administration, the Inspector General of the Justice Department, his name is Horowitz, he also did a report just now on Bureau of Prisons. That's part of the Justice Department, too. And about where Whitey Bulger was killed, murdered, the Boston gangster, serial killer, cocaine dealer, et cetera, et cetera. Report finds failures by officials who sent Whitey Bulger to prison where he was killed. And this is, you know, it's an interesting report, but it's, you know, it's kind of a sob story about Whitey, and he's old and he's sick, and he wants to get out of what amounts to solitary confinement. He wants to get into the general population. That's right. That's what the report is. I'm reading from page 29 now. According to the report of the suicide risk assessment, this is in September of 2018, right before he gets killed, Bulger proclaimed that he had lost the will to live and proceeded to discuss the fact that he is 89 years old and has been housed in the SHU, that's solitary, for 7 months. Bulger further stated, "I have no quality of life. My health is gone. I get chest pains when I eat, chest pains when I lay down." He meant to say lie down. "I feel lethargic all the time. I have memory problems. I'm deteriorating."
He also said, "Oh my God, how long is this story?"
He also said when he was being photographed, he stated, "Who knows? This might be my last picture." She asked Bulger to clarify, and he explained, "I'm old, and I will not have too many more transfers in me." And he was later bludgeoned to death. So now his estate, his survivors, are suing the BOP. Most of them are on public pensions, have made millions off of various state payrolls, but now they're suing for one final payday at the death of their mass murdering, serial killing relative. They're suing the BOP. So, Taylor, what is the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Will Whitey Bulger's family win damages from the federal government for his death in prison?
I think this could go either way, but I'm going to say no.
55% say no.
All right. I mean, we do live in a strange world, you know, and it's obvious that the Bureau of Prisons did not do a good job with this. But the guy wanted to be in general population. They put him in general population, and he got bludgeoned to death. What can they do? 844-500-4242. Ethan, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ethan.
Hey, Howie. Thanks for taking my call. I wanted to comment on your Trump is dead, or, you know, Trump keeps coming back, you know, and he's always getting the, you know. The reason I think that this is, I don't think there is any real options anymore. Like, so you know how everything is sort of rigged. Trump was, I think he just, see, heads never roll anymore. Like, he got investigated and nothing happened. And everyone who gets investigated with all this COVID baloney, no heads are going to roll. Everyone protects each other in Washington. And I think we live in a two-party illusion where you're given, like, it's the Overton window is so small and narrow, you're given choices in this little window. Like, and we think, oh, it's Trump. It's Trump's the choice. And then the other side is Biden or Brandon, but they're never really very good choices. But
no kidding.
Trump got bailed out by Russ, Wilbur Ross, and then he hired him for his commerce secretary. So
Ethan, you're all over the place here, and call back again sometime. I want to get Steve in here. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Howie, the Democrats want to keep Trump front and center as long as they can, because for swing voters, Trump represents the Republican Party, and swing voters do not like Trump and will never vote Democrat most of the time.
Will never vote Republican, you mean?
Yes, when Trump is out there front and center. So the Democrats are going to do everything they can to keep him front and center.
Well, Steve, you can't say four times in 10 days that you found the smoking gun that's going to kill him, and then he just keeps walking around. I mean, you know, it's like the little boy crying wolf right? After a while, who's paying attention to this? This latest thing, classified documents reportedly found in search of storage. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. And now it's time for Grace with the News.
Thank you, Howie. Yes, AOC, this is breaking news. AOC is under an ethics investigation in Congress. The House Ethics Committee has launched an investigation into New York Democratic Representative AOC. It's not the first time. I think this has happened before. It's pretty common for a lot of these politicians.
What's she charged with? Speaking with her mouth full on social media?
The acting chairwoman and acting ranking member of the Committee on Ethics have jointly decided to extend the matter regarding Representative AOC, which was transmitted to the committee. The committee notes that the mere fact of a referral or an extension and the mandatory disclosure of such an extension and the name of the subject of the matter does not itself indicate that any violation has occurred. So this just broke. They're not really giving us a lot of information on what it's about, but the Daily Mail had this story first. Not exactly sure what they're investigating. Something to do with ethics.
I mean, it's nice to have a scoop, but it would be nice if there were some details in the scoop.
Yeah, I got kind of carried away because it had the big breaking headline with it. I got excited. It was right on the front cover. But now that, you know, we're really talking about it, we don't really know much more. Time names Zelensky the person of the year. They said
no surprise.
He's
no
the most surprise. Clear-cut choice in memory. I would disagree. And you know, a lot of my callers today, Howie, said that it was a runaway for Elon Musk. It should have been him. It was his time.
Yeah, but Elon Musk is not a man who has socially acceptable ideas any longer. He once did. Yeah, a year ago, he might have been a perfect candidate, but not now.
But you told me yesterday. You told me yesterday. What was the expression you used about the how they pick the person?
For good or for ill.
For good or for ill. And it should be the person who was like trending the most. And I think Musk beats out Zelensky on that front. There was a period of time where Zelensky was the main character, like everyone was talking about him. But it was brief, Howie. You know, when he was, you know, taking the photo shoots and he was at the Grammys and all that stuff.
How much real estate do you think Zelensky owns in South Florida and London and Switzerland?
These are good questions. I do not have the answer. I'd have to open up an investigation.
I'm going to say more than I do or you do. More than both of us combined.
Well, what's interesting that's happening now, Howie, and this is just a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, but Americans' perceptions on the war in Ukraine is declining, or it's changing at least because...
Yeah. It's their focus is sharpening, I would say.
Yeah.
If they're becoming more jaundiced about the stakes here and the two sides.
But, you know, even with that being said, this reminds me of approval ratings. Like, you could say to me, oh, you know, Joe Biden has a 36% approval rating. And I still say there's 36% of people who think he's doing an okay job. In this case, there's 48% of Americans who believe the U.S. should support Ukraine for, and this is the quote, as long as it takes.
And they all have the Ukrainian flag as their symbols or avatars, whatever you call it, on social media.
And even though it's 48%, which is still very high, that's down from 58% in July. So it's definitely changing. And like you said, Howie, people are starting to realize that this kind of no-end solution is not going to work. This has to eventually, you know, there has to be a goal, and it doesn't seem like Zelensky, the goal for him is just to keep asking the United States to keep funding this war.
Well, it seems to be that so far the goal is to get kerosene prices up to $7 a gallon and to get and to make electricity twice as expensive because you don't have any more natural gas or it all has to go to Europe to deal with the Russian cutoff.
Yeah.
I mean, it's insane. I mean, why should Americans suffer for this war that wouldn't have ever, under any circumstances, have erupted if Donald Trump were still the president?
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Luxury tech and safety are all built in the entire GMC line. Tux Trucks GMC in Hudson, Mass. Invites you to experience a GMC Sierra, Acadia, Yukon, or Terrain. You'll love the feeling a GMC delivers, so search Tux Trucks inventory at TuxTrucksGMC.com. Nearly 70% of Americans are struggling to pay grocery bills. Now, you might have heard Ron Klain talking about how Howie, he does not have a crystal ball. He's not sure what's going to happen with inflation, but fiscal responsibility.
There may be some bumps in the road.
Fiscal responsibility is very important to this administration. More than two-thirds of Americans are having a hard time affording groceries as food costs continue to soar.
And 40% of businesses, I read, had trouble making the rent payments in November. 40%. But things are great. Just ask Brandon.
And you know, I was talking a little bit about this yesterday, Howie, and we've talked about it before on your show. The New York Times, they're having this problem where their union is threatening to walk out for the day because they don't think their wages are matching inflation. But for a very long time, the New York Times and other publications, Paul Krugman and other people, were telling us that inflation wasn't going to be a problem. But now it would seem that that whole narrative has been debunked, as they say.
I don't know why the New York Times staff wants to go out on strike. I mean, they got what they wanted.
Lunch
they got
boxes?
Brandon.
Oh, Brandon.
This is it. You know, we live in a socialist paradise, a workers' utopia. What's the problem, Times?
If it makes
the trust funds aren't delivering like they used to, can't get out to the south to the Hamptons as rapidly as you used to. The property taxes are up in your vacation getaways in the Adirondacks.
Right, all their dreams came true, and yet this is what happens, Howie, a lot of the time, you know. You
get answered prayers.
Yeah, you get what you wanted, and then you're still not happy. This is an interesting story about student loan relief, which seems to keep hitting. Speaking of bumps in the road, this thing's hitting so many bumps in the road. Millions told that their student loan relief was approved in error.
Yes.
This is going to be tough for people who thought they were in the clear, and now they're finding out that's not the case. In fact, it was a headline in an email that said your application was approved when it meant to say your applications were received. Now, KJP was telling us how wonderfully received this application process was from people in their pajamas. They were, you know, raving about how easy it was to use.
Yeah, you didn't even have to get up off the couch unless you had to reload your bong. You could get all this extra money, and and in addition to that, they would deliver you a case of malt beverages of your choice. That because just for being a Democrat and having a man bun.
Yeah, but I don't know if I'm one of these. If I'm one of these people who signed up for this. And then now I'm finding out that my application wasn't actually approved.
Dude, I got a buzz on to celebrate. Now you're telling me that, like, this is a total bummer, man. You mean I'm going to have to, like, go back to work? I'm going to have to go back to, like, begging for dollars outside the Starbucks, man? Brandon double-crossed me totally.
Yeah, but I don't know if there'll be this surprise, because it doesn't matter if it was approved or if it was received if none of this ever happens. You know, this is the problem with not passing something through legislation and just trying to do it all on your own. Biden didn't bring this through Congress.
It's called unconstitutional is what it's called.
Yeah.
Right?
And so if I'm someone who sent in my application, whether it was approved or received, I wouldn't be too concerned about the difference, because it doesn't look like any of this is going to happen. That's how I view it. Unless he really does something drastic. I don't even know what it would be, Howie, but it doesn't seem like this is going to get through the courts.
No, I don't think it is. And now with the Republicans, it wasn't going to get through the courts even. It wasn't going to get through Congress even when the Democrats control both houses. Now they're not. Now they don't control both houses. So it's definitely a non-starter now. Yeah. That's why he's postponed it until after the court decision, which I think is expected in June at the end of this session. And it's not going to go the administration's way because it's so blatantly unconstitutional. You can't even try to write around this one.
Howie, I like this quote though from an education department spokesperson. They said, "Communicating clearly and accurately with borrowers is a top priority of the department." Clearly it's not. If you send out an email that tells them something different, this is a theme with the Biden administration. It's something KJP says all the time. You know, the president was very clear. He spoke very clearly. He made it very clear. Well, if everything's so clear, why is everyone so confused all the time?
Well, it's the same thing in any kind of government, though, isn't it, Grace? I mean, again, we keep coming back. I keep hearing more and more people in Massachusetts say that they got back a lot less money from the government than they were anticipating.
Yeah.
You know, they gave us a formula. They gave everybody who paid taxes in Massachusetts a formula to use for how much money they were going to get back under this 1986 law. And I know a lot of people, including myself, who did the math. It's not difficult math. And I got back only a fraction of what I thought I was going to get back.
Howie, you did the math one day when we were driving to one of our remotes. You did the math out loud, and I said, good luck with that. Like, you told me the number. I said, yeah, we'll see if you get that back in the mail, bro. I wouldn't hold my breath.
That's what my accountant told me, too.
And
you know what? You and my accountant were right.
I haven't gotten anything. Isn't that weird? Everyone in the office has gotten something, and I haven't gotten anything.
You know, Jerry down here, his brother has a business. He got back half of what he thought he was going to get, less than half. You know, one of the other employees in the office got back half of what she thought she was going to get back.
I didn't care about getting it until everyone around me started getting them, like all my family members, all my coworkers, and now I'm a little bit confused here. Why me? Why am you got one back? If the state has anyone they're going to be mad at, it would be you, Howie. It wouldn't be me.
I only got 12% back. I did the math that the DOR told me to do, and then they sent me a check for 12% of what they told me
that's
I was going to get back.
That's 12% more than I got. I got a big goose egg back, and I'm not happy about it. I'm going to have to file a complaint. I just don't want to wait on hold for like 10 years. Hey, Howie, one last thing since we're talking about Massachusetts. I know I talked about this today already, but just for your listeners, in case they missed this story. Attorney General's office approves Nantucket topless beach proposal. So this had already been happening a little bit in Martha's Vineyard. We've talked about it before, the nude beaches, but now the topless beaches. And I have to make that clarification because there's a big difference between a nude beach and a topless beach. These are topless beaches.
Yes. There are nude beaches, though, on Cape Cod, though. We know that. Yes. Okay.
Just an update for any of the beachgoers out there. Be aware. If you're a sensitive soul, you might want to be aware when you're on Nantucket.
No one is rushing to those newly legal topless beaches, though, today, I dare say.
Yeah, you got a little while to prepare. All right, that's it for me.
Thank you, Grace.
Thank you.
844-500-4242. Omaha Steaks. If you're looking for the perfect gift to impress somebody, whether it's a family member or a client, someone who's going to appreciate it and may be able to respond in kind. It is better to give than to receive, but receiving a gift box from Omaha Steaks is pretty darn good. The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give the gift of perfectly aged, tender, and delicious Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks have put together a delicious selection of various gift packages to make shopping for the ones you love nice and easy. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of their 50% off statewide plus. It's 50% off through December 16th right now, site-wide. Plus, use code Howie at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. That went up today, $40. I got a text last night from a woman in Indiana. She said, thanks for telling me about the 50% off offer and the $30 off. She'd done really well that way, and she was very happy, but now it's $40 off today. Omaha Steaks has everything you need to give a gift that's simply perfect. Send an assortment of mouthwatering favorites like the delicious butcher's cut filet mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra-juicy burgers, and even easy-to-prepare comfort meals that are ready in a flash. I had one of their all-beef frankfurters today for lunch. It was fantastic. I don't like hot dogs usually, but Omaha Steaks does everything perfectly. Don't wait. Order today and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, a gift that will be remembered with every unforgettable bite. We send them out to some of our clients, and they are very, very pleased with us. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use promo code Howie at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
Holding the Hackorama accountable is a full-time job.
I'm shocked, to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Howie Carr will be back after this short break.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors.
Howie Carr.
It's Howie Carr's cheap bastard deal.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds too good to be true.
Oh, no, it's real, and it's a steal.
You know there's plenty more when you shop at Howie's store for another Howie Carr cheap bastard deal.
Howie Carr. The cheapest bastard around.
With Christmas coming up, we've had on some of our recurring cheap bastard deal favorites, and we've got another one today. It's the Alma Gaucha Brazilian Steakhouse in South Boston, Massachusetts on D Street. It's just an amazing place. If we were in Boston, if I was in Boston today, we'd probably have some VIPs in the studio and would be having a delivery from Alma Gaucha's Steakhouse. They have so much more to offer than the simple traditional cut of meat. They have picanha, which is the house special, top sirloin, bone-in ribeye, bottom sirloin, filet mignon, beef ribs, lamb, chicken, pork, salmon, so much more. They bring it around on a cart to your table, and you just tell them what you want cut, and it's just fantastic. They also have a fresh buffet with all kinds of selected vegetables, imported cheese, smoked Parma ham, imported salami, fruits, etc. I personally love the potato salad, best potato salad I've ever had. The cheesy bread is fantastic. The spicy bacon.
I'm looking at their website now, Howie. Would you believe that there are meats that they have that we have not yet tried?
Run them by me.
One's called the Cordero. It's a New Zealand halal meat. There's also porco. They're slow-cooked pork ribs. I don't think those have been brought in. Traditional Parmesan pork, carefully seasoned.
Parmesan pork. That sounds interesting.
And some of their salmon. We haven't had any of their fish yet. I imagine it doesn't travel too well, but that's something I'm very open to try. If they can do beef, if they can do salmon like they do beef, it'd be terrific.
It's a fantastic place, and we have people that have the VIPs come in, and they have some, and they're when we do a VIP a cheap bastard deal like this, they're on their cell phones in the studio, getting these gift certificates. We have $50 gift certificates right now to Alma Gaucha for just $25. These are great Christmas gifts for yourself or for anybody else. Go come into the city on any night. You can get it's valet parking. And it's just, you can eat as much as you want or as little as you want. And they give you these little coasters, and if you want more, you just put the coaster up on the green side, and they bring that, that cart comes right back, and you can get whatever you want.
And they even do some fixed-price takeout. They have several options that you can choose from if you don't want to bother with parking in Boston or things like that. You can just get takeout if you want, as much as a family of four, fixed price.
It's just really it's such a great place. I can't tell you how good it is. And again, some of the stuff that they don't promote as much. Like I said, the cheesy bread, the potato salad, the spiced bacon. It's just everything there is fantastic. And they have this corn muffin that's fried, this corn meal that's fried. It's like a Brazilian hush puppy. They got all kinds of great stuff. Alma Gaucha, it's a fantastic place. It's on D Street. If you want to get a $50 gift certificate for just $25, go to Howie Carr Show right now and click on store. These are going to go very, very fast because our audience now knows what a great place this is. Alma Goucha. HowieCarShow.com. Click on store. I'm Howie Carr.